Kaylin, you had mentioned that you had an email that we should get to because it's timely and urgent, I guess.
I do, yes. This email comes in from Anonymous. Hello, Patrick. Me and my girlfriend are both college students. I'm really tormented. We got pregnant, and sadly, we fell into sin and went through with an abortion. I'm heartbroken. I knew it was wrong, and I still went through with it. The thoughts continue to plague my mind, and I've had nightmares, even though it's been almost a month now. It's the same for my girlfriend. She has been crying every day, and she is taking it worse than I am. I'm torn because of wanting to pursue our careers. We deprived a soul's God-given right to life. We didn't make the right judgment, and now I'm terrified. Please give us some advice, Patrick. I know we need to go to confession, but personally, it hurts my heart so much, and I'm worried God won't forgive us for killing the most innocent of his creatures. Please, Patrick, this is tearing my soul apart, and it continues to torment my mind. Will this haunt me for the rest of my life?
Wow. My gosh, what a heart-rending letter that is. Well, Anonymous, a few things. Number one, there's no sin that you can commit that is beyond God's grace to forgive. In fact, think about this passage. I hope it's helpful to you as you consider the next steps in your life in the aftermath of this abortion. This is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So perhaps if you jot that verse down, and every time you start feeling those feelings, which sounds like it's happening quite a bit, just remember this promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, the next step, which is alluded to in this passage, is to go to confession. Now, perhaps you've already done that, and I understand that in life, even though you may know intellectually that you've been forgiven, emotionally, sometimes it's not the case, and you may not feel forgiven, or you may not feel like you can forgive yourself. That's a normal human reaction to something, especially this grave, taking the life of an unborn child. But you can heal from this. So if you haven't gone to confession yet, be sure to go. I would encourage you to strongly encourage your girlfriend, if she's Catholic, to be sure to go to confession as well. That's going to be the beginning of the healing process where Jesus will be able to pour the balm of his grace onto your lacerated soul, your lacerated conscience, and begin the process of healing. Now, the next step after going to confession would be, I encourage you to get in touch with any number of organizations that help people, both men and women, in post-abortion healing. There's a big organization in Columbus, Ohio. It's called Bethesda Healing Ministry, and you can look them up on the interwebs. They have affiliates in various states across the country. I don't know where you live, but there may well be an affiliate of Bethesda Healing in your area, and they help men and women who are post-abortive to heal from the wounds inflicted by the abortion and also to learn how to forgive themselves. Rachel's Vineyard is another one. Kaylin, help me out. I know there may be a couple of others that I should be mentioning, and I know there's one that has Rachel in the name. Do you remember what that is?
You know what? I'm trying to think as well.
There's another.
Rachel's.
Well, I'll tell you what
tears,
we'll do.
Maybe I'll be searching and I'll post it on the
That'd
show page.
Okay, yeah, on the Twitter feed, which is at P Madrid Show. So we'll get some links to some of these organizations, but make contact with them, Anonymous, and if you can get into some of their meetings and begin talking it through and getting ahead of this, this is a really successful way for many people, men and women, to be able to overcome these debilitating and even paralyzing feelings of remorse and guilt. Now, the guilt is well placed because taking the life of an unborn child is a hugely serious issue. But again, God wants to forgive you, and he will forgive you. As it says again in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lastly, I'd like to recommend a book to you. And the book is called Arise from Darkness. And you're in a great state of emotional darkness right now. The book is written by Father Benedict Groeschel, and we'll get a link to that also on the show Twitter feed at P Madrid Show. I would encourage you to read that book carefully, prayerfully, and to follow the advice that he gives in this book for how to emerge from this dark place that you're in right now in the aftermath of the abortion. Taking stock of the gravity of what happened is important, but living in that darkness is not good, as you already know. So I hope that you find that encouraging, and I will certainly pray for you and for your girlfriend that you find the healing and the forgiveness that you so desperately are seeking. Project Rachel. Thank you, Kaylin. Yeah, so Project Rachel and Rachel's Vineyard are the two other organizations, and links to those will be forthcoming on the show Twitter feed. Thank you. Wow, what an incredible email.